Well, Coach, a really good win tonight. Started off a little bit slow in that first half, but felt towards the end of that third quarter and the fourth quarter, guys just got out to that big lead and really never looked back and kind of just took the victory right from them.
Yeah, I got to give Coach Thompson a lot of credit. He had his boys ready to play. They brought a lot of energy. They were probably a lot quicker than we expected. So a lot of credit to him. They came out in the first quarter and made it really difficult on us. We had a nice little talk at halftime, and I think that helped a little bit. We had a little bit more urgency and energy in the second half, and I just a little disappointed with the defense in the first half, but the second half was a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was a tale of two halves in terms of the defense. Whenever you guys were getting out to that lead in the third quarter, it mostly stemmed from getting rebounds and getting turnovers.
Well, that's the first thing. You can play good defense, but if you don't get the rebound, you're not helping yourself. In the first half, I know they had a handful of offensive rebounds, and that's a little disappointing. We gotta do better at that. We've been a good rebounding team throughout the season, but tonight they were quicker to the ball. So I give their team credit. They were just, you know, quick to the ball tonight, and we were on our heels a little bit, especially in the first half. So got to tip my cap to them.
And that's one thing, too, that's a really underrated aspect of rebounding is it's one thing to box out, but you also have to go get the ball at the same time.
Well, I mean, you look at the best rebounders that's ever done it, and they say it's really about just will of going and get the ball. So we try to practice that. And, you know, tonight was a homecoming game, and there's a lot of distractions, and maybe the focus wasn't as well as it could have been or the energy from the get-go, but a lot of it is just credit to Coach Thompson. He had his players ready, and they were executing.
Yeah, you had three scorers and double figures with Ezra Cook, Jackson Eisnagel, and Brock Niebuhr. I mean, anytime you have those three guys putting up the offensive numbers that you are, I'm sure you got to be extremely happy with that output.
Well, I just saw they all had 20-plus. It looked like 20, 20, and 21, I think. It helps when you're making the basket, making shots. We haven't been good at shooting the three ball, but we have good shooters. So the last week or so, we've been, you know, putting in the work of shooting, and tonight it actually paid off, and the offense looks a lot better when outside shot goes in.
And it's one thing, too, as a good shooter, it's really difficult whenever you're not, those shots aren't going in, but I know that's one thing you never want to do is tell a good shooter to stop shooting.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Ezra was 0 for 5 from 3 last game, and we looked at the tape, and 4 of the 5 shots were really good shots in rhythm. So we just said, keep shooting, don't lose your confidence, and tonight the numbers evened out. So that's usually what happens. You know, so far we're shooting, you know, 10 to 15% on our corner threes, and we're like, we have to get that up to 30%. So we spent a lot of time on that this week, and we hit a few in the corner, so that's also nice.
It's kind of similar, too, to hitting a baseball. It's repetition. You got to just continue to keep shooting and keep shooting, and the more you feel comfortable with it, it's going to translate into games, especially whenever you're feeling confident in your shot.
It is close. We use the same analogy. Like, usually your numbers will even out. You know, you get in slumps in baseball, you get in shooting slumps in basketball. So a lot of it's mindset, and just make sure you're shooting in rhythm and make sure that you're getting a pass in your shooting pocket. We worked on that. So I would have liked to see our execution on offense be a little bit better, but I'll take a win tonight. We got a big game Tuesday.
Coach Thompson said that with this homecoming atmosphere, it felt like it was an NTC championship type of atmosphere. What were your kind of thoughts on just the energy that you had from the crowd?
Well, we had a good crowd, and I'm thankful for that. I wish we would have gave them a little bit better, you know, first half. But, you know, a 20-point win against a good team like that, I'll take it. We're 5-1 right now, and we have a big game Tuesday. And I just told the boys, you know, just get the win and go to the next one. So we're going to get back to work, and the crowd was great tonight. Thankful for that. Hopefully everybody has a fun homecoming tomorrow, and everybody's safe, and we can get back to practice.
5-1, like you said, to start the year, and I believe 3-0 in NTC play, and I'm sure that's something that you're never going to complain about.
Well, no, being 3-0 in NTC, and, you know, we got one more big game Friday, but against St. Anthony, and if we don't play better, we're going to lose. So we know what we have to do. We have to have a good week of practice, and we have to execute better, and we have to play, you know, off of each other a little bit better, less individual, more execution, and more ball movement, and honestly, we need to get back to playing better defense.
And I feel like that's one thing, too. I mean, you talk about taking on Lawrenceville Tuesday, taking on St. Anthony Friday. When you're still in the early portion of your schedule, do you like having to face really good teams like that so you're getting battle-tested before you get into the heat of conference play?
Well, there's nothing better than being battle-tested. Whether you win or lose, a lot of times those games you can take something away. The film doesn't lie, so a lot of times, you might not come out with a win, but you got film that you can show the boys, and that helps us really show them what, we're trying to talk about and what we need to do offensively, especially even defensively, positions and everything. If the kids see it on film, it makes it a lot easier to coach.